This is day 23 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 74. O God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smoulder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember the nation you purchased long ago, the people of your inheritance whom you redeemed, Mount Zion where you dwelt. Turn your steps toward these everlasting ruins, all this destruction the enemy has brought on the sanctuary. Your foes roared in the place where you met with us. They set up their standards as signs. They behaved like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smashed all the carved panelling with their axes and hatchets. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. We are given no signs from God, no prophets are left, and none of us knows how long this will be. How long will the enemy mock you, God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. But God is my King from long ago. He brings salvation on the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, Lord, how foolish people have reviled your name. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamour of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually. Within this psalm, quite early on, we notice that the enemy is trashing, desolating the temple. In Old Testament theology, that is an Old Testament way of thinking about God. The temple represented God on earth. The way that it was built, shaped, organized, its rituals, its furniture and furnishings, all spoke of God through symbols and signs. Therefore, to destroy it, to trash it, to treat it with the level of disrespect and violence that we see in verses 4 to 8 is the equivalent of slapping God across the face. And the psalmist is confused because in verses 13 through to 17, he or she speaks of God in a powerful passage as the Creator God, the God of heaven and earth. How could this powerful God allow such an act of defiance? Why is God not responding? And yet, this reminds me of Christ, the God of heaven and earth, who becomes human flesh, who hands himself over to the hatred and violence and brutality of the enemy. For our sakes. The way of the world is to achieve what is required through volume, force, power or violence. The way of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, is achieved through Christ crucified. And are we not grateful for this? Because in it we find our forgiveness and redemption. Where today can you see the signs of God's mercy, grace, forgiveness, and redemption in your own life and in the lives of others around you? And where might God be calling you to show mercy, grace, forgiveness as the means to contribute to someone's redemption? May we pray. Father God, give us eyes to see as you see, and ears to hear as you hear, that we might witness your mercy and grace at work and be a part of that mission here on earth. Amen.